Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, it's Earth Week, and I put together this week a 15-song playlist on Spotify of songs of mine that are related to the appreciation and protection of the Earth. And we're going to take a look at two songs, one a song and one just an instrumental that are on that playlist. First one we're going to look at is Leaf and Tree, which came from 2018's Gravitate LP. And then the instrumental near the end of the episode, we'll listen to the instrumental Be a Tree. So very, very tree-oriented episode today. Anyway, Be a Tree is from 2017's 2 weeks in April. So we'll start out, though, with a song. So this is Leaf and Tree from 2018's Gravitate.
Not the first to see the beauty of centuries to say goodbye to such strange dreams. Oh, can it be? Can it be? How can it be?
So that was Leaf and Tree from 2018's Gravitate. Interesting story behind Leaf and Tree. I was working on the Gravitate album through most of 2018, and it was turning out to be kind of an album that certainly had a political edge to it, but also very much an environmental and aware, politically aware sort of edge to it as well. As I was working on the album, I really was kind of one song short. And so I pulled out a really old notebook that I had that had a bunch of lyrics that had been written, most of them late 80s, early 90s, very early 90s. And so I was looking through to find something that might lyrically fit along with what the rest of the album was doing. And so as I was looking, I came across this song. And to my best knowledge, it was probably written in 90 or 91. That would be around the time when I probably wrote it. And fortunately enough, even though I never recorded it at the time, I played through it enough at the time, that I remembered the basic melody. And so then I was able to go from there and create an arrangement. And then because of the nature of the ideas in the song, it really felt like it had that late 60s, early 70s kind of vibe, social awareness and a little bit of hippie culture. And so that's kind of what I went for, with the style of the song. So we'll take a look at the lyrics and then talk just a little bit about the styling of the song and what went into that. And then, as I said earlier, we'll wrap up the episode by listening to another brief song that's an instrumental that probably comes out of a similar creative spot in me. So Leaf and Tree. I was not the first to see the beauty of a leaf and tree. Don't let me be the last. 10,000 centuries to say goodbye with such strange ease. Oh, can it be? So, verse one deals in a fairly straightforward way, a recognition of where we're at in the long line, you know, with this blip, this current blip in the long history of humanity, and people have been creating art and writing songs and composing music and everything else around the beauty of trees and the natural environment for centuries going back, even pre-writing to oral tradition about the beauty around us. And so here I am acknowledging the beauty of a leaf, the beauty of a tree, and recognizing I'm not the first one. but don't let me be the last. Because that is the place that sometimes it's hard to realize the kind of impact now with 7 billion plus of us on this planet, the kind of impact that we're capable of having. It's ironic, I think, right now during these social distancing days, globally, the driving of automobiles has gone down so much. For one, oil's become incredibly cheap, less than $0 a barrel, last I heard. But more importantly, the air has been cleaner. In places that have not seen a clean blue sky in years are seeing a clear blue sky. What a nice reminder that that we, not only do we have the capacity to do great damage very easily, we have the capacity to undo that damage if we do it right now. To say goodbye with such strange ease. I think we've gotten to a place where some people don't spend any time in the natural environment. They may feel the loss of that, but they can't really name it. But because they don't spend time there, it's not that big a leap to just say goodbye to so many natural species that pass away. Huge portions of rainforest that are destroyed. We just let them go. It shouldn't be that easy. It's only easy because we've allowed ourselves to become disconnected. So we get into the chorus. Will my children know the place where they come from? That their feet were made for grass? Can we throw away this place that is our home like home was something from the past? So at the time when I wrote this, I had young daughters. I have adult daughters now. But the concern, and I do have a grandchild on the way, the concern is, will children grow up with their feet in the grass the way I did? And what happens if a child grows up only in a man-made environment, with no engagement, with no interaction with a natural world? We can't let that happen. We have, and I know it's hard in some places. We have to work very intentionally to make it happen so that our children, our students, young people, any people get out into the environment. But if we don't do it, then we won't have the will as a society to do what's necessary to take care of the planet. Next verse. She-wolf runs to save her den. Her pups will always have a friend. She'll fight until the end. Eagle builds her nest on high so she can teach her children how to fly, or they would surely die. So this verse really, really goes deeper into what was introduced in the chorus. A concern for future generations. We see it in the natural environment. We see the concern for the generation following, for the children, for the grandchildren. We see that in the natural environment. We see that. Have we lost that as parents, as grandparents, as the people in charge? Have we lost our concern for what our children and grandchildren will have? We can't. We can't. We go back into the chorus. Will my children know the place where they come from, that their feet were made for grass? Can we throw away this place that is our home, like home was something from the past? Oh, is home something from the past? So I think this definition of home, you know, we sometimes toss that around easily, like, well, I can make a home out of any place. And I've even said that before. And I think there's some truth in that wherever you find yourself, you can make a home. But at the same time, what has shaped me, what has shaped us as a people is this place, our home, this planet. We are shaped through millennia in certain ways by the nature of this place. We're connected with it. My Lakota Dakota friends would say, Metakuye Oyasin, all my relatives, we're relatives with all of this, with all of the nations, the four-legged, the winged, the fish, the swimmers, the crawlers, and the trees, the rocks, the grass, all the medicines. We're relatives because we're shaped by the same home. We're shaped and formed for it. So if we lose our place in it, if we forget our place in it, we not only do damage, great damage, to the place itself, to our home, the earth, we also do damage to ourselves because we have forgotten who we are. Song closes out. I was not the first to see the beauty of the leaf and tree. Don't let me be the last. 10,000 centuries to say goodbye with such strange ease. Oh, can it be? Can it be? Oh, can it be? Don't let it be. Don't let it be. Song ends there very abruptly. I did something that I don't usually do, but I kind of arranged a song based on its placement on the album. I had the song. This song ends very abruptly, and we go into another song that's relatively political called The Ballad of Donald, but I'll let you imagine what that one's about. But I ended it abruptly, and I thought, well, okay, so if someone's not listening to the album, if they're just listening to the singles, which is how most people listen anyway, does that still work? Does that still work for it to just, boom, cut off? And I think it does, because I think that's how we need to see this. That if we know, if we don't act, if we don't move, it's not going to be like a slow fade. We could suddenly wake up and something is just gone. Just gone. We didn't have time to mourn it. We didn't have time to think about it. We didn't have time to anticipate it even. It's just gone. So we need to be on top of it now. Musically, like I said, I was kind of trying to tap into late 60s, early 70s, that culture, that socially progressive, environmentally progressive culture. I remember when I was just a kid at the time, first grade in 1971, I just remember all the peace signs. I remember thinking about that. I remember sunny days and thinking about how beautiful that was. So many young, crazy hippie people that I saw around, they were so excited about the planet we lived on and about protecting it and making it good and about living in it in a natural way. And I recognize that that's all kind of idealistic, but it's beautiful nonetheless. And it's a warm spot for me. And the music of that time brings that feel as well. In the instrumental section in the middle, I tried to go a little bit, just a little psychedelic there. So it was a fun song, and it took me back to my own personal experiences in the late 60s, early 70s, and my little interpretation of that time frame. But I think we do have to bring it up to the present. I think there were great things, amazing things done by those folks back there who were all boomers. But there are very exciting things that are happening now that we need to get on board with, connected with our earth and sustainability. We know more now. We know more now. We had the spark of desire back there in the late 60s, but we know more now. I'm not saying we know everything, but we know more now. We can do more now. So we need to push for that. Well, about a year before this album and that song came out, in April, it is April right now as I speak to you, but this would have been back in 2017. It was a beautiful April. And I decided to take 2 weeks and do some improvised recordings, instrumental recordings, kind of field recordings inside the house, outside the house, different places around where I live. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play one And this tune is called Be a Tree. And it was recorded on my front deck. I know that. Here in the canyon, in Spearfish Canyon. And you'll hear a little bit of ambient sounds of birds and things like that in the background. But this is Be a Tree from 2 weeks in April. So in that field recording of sorts called Be a Tree, you can hear in the background a little bit of the Spearfish Creek. You can definitely hear the wind. You can hear the trees. I was on our deck, which is kind of snuggled in between a nice tall oak and a couple of spruce, and you can hear the wind going through the trees. You can hear the birds in the trees. And after I finished kind of improvising the little instrumental ditty record, listening back to the recording, didn't have a name for it, but it felt like, the recording itself felt like what it would feel like to be a tree, to be swayed by the wind, to hear the creek down below, and to open your arms to birds. So there we go. Be a Tree from 2017's 2 weeks in April. Field recordings, improvisations, instrumental. So thank you so much for joining me, especially on this week of Earth Week, and I hope you had a great Earth Day. I hope that things are going well for you during this time of social distancing as well. I think one small thing we can be happy about is that the slowing down of all of our industry has certainly given our Earth a chance to breathe a little bit better for a brief time at least. So we can make decisions going forward on how to do that sustainably together. You can find all my music on scottsimpsonmusic.com. My lyrics are there as well. You can catch me on Spotify. Look for that 2020 Earth Day playlist on Spotify. If you follow me on Spotify, you can find my music on Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, everywhere else that you stream your music, you can find it. Hope you have a wonderful this week, this next week. I hope things go well for you. Take some time to be in nature, to put your feet in some grass. It's spring. Take some time to be aware and think about those coming after you. Your children, if you have them, your grandchildren, if you have them, your future generations, even if you don't have them or know them yet. Think about what they're going to have. Think about what we're leaving for them. We want to leave them something at least as wonderful as we had. So, take care and be well.